This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Glenn Beck,
the Blaze Radio Network.
They just came out with another best countries in the world ranking, and of course Uganda is number one, best place in the world to live. It's beautiful this time of year.
Really
beautiful, especially this time of year, you know. Spring in Uganda, there's nothing like it. Actually, the number one country in the world, what would you expect it to be?
Well, certainly not the United States of America.
Not in these surveys.
It's got to be something like Norway or something.
Very close. Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
Switzerland has some, and has some really, some things they do better than us when it comes to free markets, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's probably not why they're rating them that high.
They rank it on categories they call adventure, citizenship, cultural influence, entrepreneurship, heritage, movers, open for business, power, and quality of life.
None of those the United States should rank anything above 25 or 30. Not one of those.
Number two is Canada. That's why everybody's flocking across the Canadian border to get there, because it's the second greatest place in the world to live. That's why 35 million people live in a country that's like 20 times the size of ours. United Kingdom is number three. Come on now. Stop it. At fourth is Germany. Germany's always in the top five of these.
Well, not there's certain decades.
There, yeah, maybe not in the 30s and 40s.
Certain decades, maybe that was an exception.
Same thing with Japan. They're number five. And maybe in the 40s and the 30s, they weren't quite as high. At number six, you might be thinking, okay, are we there? No, Sweden. Sweden, number six. And they're having some issues right now.
Yes, they are.
I've heard that.
Number seven, the United States of America. And we went from fourth to seventh. They rank us 35th in adventure.
Come on.
I don't really know what that means. We should look at the criteria and see how. What do you mean by adventure?
Adventure.
Great places to go, things to do, I would think.
It's a lot.
And there's a lot here. Citizenship, I don't really know what that means. Citizenship, like how many citizens there are?
It could be like how easy is it to get? Or the value of citizenship? Perhaps?
Cultural influence, they ranked us third. How do you rank the United States of America third in influence? Who's more influential than we are?
And culture. I mean, with Hollywood
How? I mean,
maybe because we're not as high.
Every country in the world has been Americanized. How do you give us third in that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Entrepreneurship, number three. And that's something we should be number one in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heritage, 22. Movers, whatever that means, 24.
Movers.
Open for business, we're 35th.
It's weird, but there's like three men in a truck in the middle of this countdown. It's kind of a strange.
Yeah,
look, it's just hard to book them. I'll just be honest about it. That's why they're number 22.
We are number one in power. So obviously the most powerful nation on earth. They actually did cede that to us. Thank you.
Thank you. But that's evil to them. Probably.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, it is.
And quality of life, we're only 18th.
What?
I probably things like crime factor into that. I don't know.
Sure.
And I'm sure
income inequality,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And probably health care. Does the government pay for everybody's health care? Right. That's why the United States will never do as well as we should in these things because of the criteria involved.
Although seventh, I'm actually impressed with.
Yeah, seventh is better than I thought it would be.
They're like right behind North Korea is where we have them this year. That's usually the way these things go.
Australia, France, and Norway, of course, round off the top 10. 888-727 Beck. More of the Glenn Beck program on the way.
The Glenn Beck program.
Mercury.
Are you as excited about your kids being online on the internet as I am? I feel like I'm always playing catch up with the latest apps and sites that my kids have access to. All the good and all the bad is always there, but I'm not always there. That's why I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. Hero is a high-tech tool that helps you stay ahead of the game. Activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, monitored, and even tracked via GPS from one easy dashboard that you have. You can adjust all your filters. Material that might be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child. It works on all of your devices, including your mobile. It's easy to set up, intuitive to use, and it stays up to date with ever-changing technology. It's going to make the internet in your house appropriate by your standards, not what society says. So enjoy the good and block the bad. Go to blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.